Mike Durbin, welcome.
Hi, Julia. Thanks for having me.
So your life seems to be ruled by dynamic dichotomies, literally, living half of it in Kentucky and the other half here. What brought you here?
I came to Fort Wayne to go to college.
And okay, your day job, only it is the night shift, is webmaster and assistant systems manager for the Journal Gazette. Then your off hours are spent freelance photographing your world. What combination of skill sets would you say feeds both of those pursuits?
There's a lot of patience, creativity, attention to detail, and, you know, good organizational skills and people skills.
Fair enough. And you do display those. Now, I think you, well, I know that you're too young to have been a darkroom, even a baby photographer, but did you ever have any experience, sort of retro experience in the darkroom? Or has it all been digital that way for you too?
I have had a little bit of experience with darkroom exposure and film processing that way. We had some of that available in the high school that I attended.
Oh, that's fantastic, just so you get a feel of sort of the roots. And if you take all your skills and your jobs and everything that you do in your world, how do they all work together to actually form and expand who you are, Mike?
Well, I think that I've learned to be a more observant person and more of a critical thinker through the work that I do with the Journal, and have learned to be a better storyteller and a better listener to other people's stories. You know, so there's that side, and then being more observant in public in different places when I'm taking photographs as well. You know, it all goes into being more observant and more immersed and connected with the surroundings.
Most interesting. Thank you for sharing that. And as far as the pure artistic passion that drives you, when and where did that first hook you?
It started at a very young age, probably elementary school, but I got more connected with it in middle school and high school with some of the classes that I was taking, and then more so when I got into college.
First love medium, can you say?
First mediums that I really enjoyed and loved would just be drawing and painting.
Okay. When did you first pick up a camera?
I first picked up a camera, an actual camera, probably in high school, and that was just regular film cameras at that point. The first exposures to digital photography would have been in college in the early 2000s.
Okay. That was sort of the beginning of a nice long run of excitement in photography. And once that shutterbug did bite you, you've got rural and urban in that viewfinder, as far as I can see. How do those subjects balance each other as well as your world?
Well, they're both part of the world around me. You know, my focus has been primarily on nature photography, you know, just because that's what draws me and what I find to be my passion. And that's where I focus my time and energy, because I spend so much time tracking, you know, the human experience and the community experience around me with my day job. So one, I'm always focusing on daily through my work on one side, and the other is basically an escape from the daily stuff that I do.
And I can see the being out in the wild, and wildlife photography is how I would describe that part of your world. Is that fair to call it that?
Yeah.
So you've got that going, and it really is an opposite of the hustle and the bustle of the urban. Does one stimulate the other?
I think the hustle and the bustle from my daily life and work life and just everything that's going on around us in the world and the need to break away from that drives me more towards the nature photography side. You know, we all need to find something and some way to break away from the monotony of daily life. And the nature side there is where I go to get away from that. So yeah, one definitely does inform the other.
And as a matter of fact, you call it a therapeutic hobby that is healing to the mind, body, and soul. Would you zoom in on that for a second?
Yeah, sure. You know, I say that it's good for the mind, body, and soul because, one, there is a physical element to it. You know, there's the physical activity of getting out and walking the trails, and there's that exercise component of it. As far as the mind goes, it is an opportunity to clear my thoughts and break away from all of the stressors and distractions that are around me in my daily life, and not be connected to a computer, to a radio, to the TV, you know, just all of those things. And just on a spiritual level, it makes me happy. It calms my nerves and soul and just makes me feel whole.
Holistic sounds like what you are describing, and good for you. And keeping with those Durbin's Daily Doubles, you know, second shift isn't for everyone. In fact, it's not for most people, I think studies indicate. Would you share a few ways that it really does suit you?
Well, I think the biggest advantage is having the extra time during the day to pursue other things that I'm interested in. And, you know, if I want to get out into the community and photograph an event or something during the day, or get out to the parks or someplace like that to photograph nature, I can do that. And I do have some health issues. So if I need to get to a doctor's appointment or something like that, I have the time in the mornings during what we typically call banker's hours, you know, that 9-to-5 schedule, to be able to get out and take care of that stuff too.
That's great. And of course, if you want to take night shots, you get off around 11 midnight or something, and then you still got plenty of dark hours. So you really do kind of have it all. And storytelling, being on that universal tsunami right now, what does that mean to you personally in all aspects of your life?
Well, I think we all have a story to tell, and we all have a voice that we can use to share those stories. And we're all going through this pandemic right now at the same time, but we're not all going through it together in the same way. The way that I experience it may be completely different than the way that you experience it. No, I haven't, as far as I know, haven't been exposed and don't have the virus, but I know that other people that have been diagnosed and that have gone through it. So my experience and story with that would be different than the way that, say, maybe yours or someone else's would. We each have that different story, that different perspective, and I think that it's important that all of those perspectives be shared, and that we develop a tolerance and acceptance that there are those different perspectives in the world.
And it helps to be able to have a graphic that you can provide, yeah.
It does. It does.
So what do you feel that sense of place plays, again, in both sides of your work? You were born in Kentucky. You are here now. You have embraced it. It's yours. You own it.
That's right. Everything that I do, it really is focused around this area right now. Living in Fort Wayne, you know, the areas that I spend my time in as far as nature photography are within an hour or two of this area, usually within the Northeast Indiana corridor here. The nature stuff that I photographed, the artistic stuff, the mural festival that I photographed over the summer was all here in Northeast Indiana. And of course, the work that I do for the Journal Gazette, you know, all of that is focused right here in this area too. Yet on that side, there is a national connection and a global connection, because all of the different news and stuff that goes on in the world does feed into that. But most of what happens is all connected right here.
And you might say it becomes you.
It does. It really does.
Now, I am curious, if you could add one new pursuit to each side of your life, what would they be?
I'm not exactly sure what I would add as far as for the job side, for the paper side. I'm not sure which way I would go there.
Would you consider being a photographer?
I've considered it, yeah. The idea of expanding that part of that skill set, you know, is appealing. It could happen. But on that side, there's already so much that I do already that trying to add more to that could complicate things even more. Now, on the photography side that I do away from that, I would like to get into selling more of my stuff and possibly do a show of work someplace at some time. I've started producing calendars of my photography and have those available right now for the holiday sales. So there is that aspect. I would like to gain a little more exposure and get my work in front of more people on that side.
We expect that that will be happening, and we'll be watching for it. And okay, last question before I let you go. Mike, What do you hope that everyone gets and takes away with them from Mike Durban Photography?
Well, I hope that people viewing my work and images be reminded that even in the dark and chaotic world that we often live in, that there is still a lot of beauty in the world around us. We really just need to take the time to stop and look for it. And if I would add anything else to it, I would just encourage people to remember that a little heart can do big things.
Fort Wayne resident Mike Durban is webmaster and assistant systems manager for the Journal-Gazette and freelance photographer. Mike, thank you so much for sharing your wonderful story of your stories with us today. Carry it on.
Thank you for having me, Julia. It's been great talking to you.